Welcome to this special audio series for women beginning the journey of healing from religious trauma. You're listening to a reflection from Deborah Schaefer, women's religious trauma specialist, author of He Is Enough, and founder of the Religious Trauma Sisters Circle. Deborah is the creator of Coming Home, a signature healing experience, and Released, a group coaching program for women unraveling the painful effects of spiritual abuse while reconnecting with the God they long to know. Each short reflection in this series is designed to gently guide you towards safety, clarity, and a renewed sense of trust in yourself, in others, and in a deeper love than you may have ever known. Wherever you are right now, you are not alone. Let's begin.
Welcome back, beautiful soul. I'm so glad you're here. This is Power Center 2, Relationship to Life and God. From lack to receptivity, co-creation, and wonder. Let's take a breath again. A deep, slow breath in. And let it go. You've just taken a brave first step toward reconnecting with yourself. And now we're going to gently explore something that may feel even more fragile, even more tender. Your relationship with God, with life, with a sense that you are held by something bigger than yourself. If religious trauma has shaped your story, then you might know this feeling that no matter how hard you try, it's never enough. Not enough faith, not enough obedience, not enough good works, good thoughts, or right beliefs. You may have been taught explicitly or subtly that God's love had to be earned and could just as easily be lost. Maybe when things went wrong in your life, you wondered, what did I do wrong? Is this punishment? Or thought, God must be withholding something because I failed him somehow. This creates a hidden, painful message that we carry deep in our bodies. I'm not worthy of good things. I don't deserve abundance. I can't really trust life or God to take care of me. This is the wound of lack, a deep sense of spiritual scarcity. It doesn't just affect how you relate to money or time or resources. It affects whether you feel safe enough to rest, to receive, to open. But there is another way. You were never meant to live cut off from the source of your life. The truth is, God has not left you, and God is not stingy, punishing, or holding out on you. God is generous. God is kind. God is not keeping score. This power center is about healing the rupture in your relationship with life and with God. It's about shifting from lack into receptivity, learning to live as if you truly are loved and supported and chosen. Not for what you produce, not for how perfectly you pray, but because you exist, because you are God's daughter. He thought you up, planned for you, gave you gifts, planted in you a seed of potential, and dreamed you would become everything you were meant to be. Here's something you might try this week as a small act of trusting and receiving. When something good happens, something small, like someone holding the door open for you, or a moment of laughter, pause. Let it in, even if just for a breath, and say quietly to yourself, I didn't earn this moment, but it's here. And I receive it. Let the goodness land in your body. That's how you begin to rewrite the old story of lack. One moment of receiving at a time. You may not trust life fully yet. That's okay. You may not feel close to God right now. That's okay too. This is not about flipping a switch. It's about returning to your birthright. Your relationship with God isn't broken beyond repair. It's simply asking to be reimagined. Not on someone else's terms. Not through fear or duty. But through love. Through listening. Through wonder. This is your invitation to begin again. Not as a servant trying to please a distant master, but as a beloved daughter, learning to rest in her father's care. You don't have to reach for him. He's already here, and so are you.
Thank you for taking this time to pause, reflect, and reconnect. Healing from religious trauma is not a straight line. It's a tender unfolding. And each moment of awareness, each breath of truth, brings you one step closer to coming home to yourself, your faith, and to those you love. If this reflection spoke to you, know that there's more support waiting for you. You're invited into a deeper journey inside the Coming Home experience and the Released group coaching program. And when you're ready, a circle of women who understand, the Religious Trauma Sisters Circle, is here to walk beside you. You are worthy of healing, you are safe to grow, and you are not alone.